You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
I just spent like an hour and a half at the Apple Store in Honolulu today.
When did the iPod fix? What episode does your character start speaking English?
I already have. I started speaking English like last season. Last season, yeah.
At the end, you started. When do you start having conversations with people?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Hasn't happened yet. What episode are you filming right now?
We just started 3.
What are some of your favorite theories or that you've read about the island?
I've heard so many, but I think my personal favorite is the alien ant farm. Yeah, I like that one. I think there's something to that. Like, I think the fact that there's an outside force that's kind of watching how we interact and, you know, and try and build a society, I think that's kind of, there's something interesting there.
I know you've said you speak household Korean, but how difficult is it to act in Korean full time?
It's pretty challenging, you know, but in a good way. Like, you know, there's a little bit of added pressure because I want to do justice to the character. I don't want to represent Koreans fairly and in a positive way. And so I'm taking a little extra time to make sure the Korean is down and that, you know, I'm representing.
Now, what's the feedback you've gotten from Koreans? Have they said, you know, you've got it right or sound a little...
It's been a mixed bag, you know. Some people, especially from my hometown in Korea, have been, you know, really ecstatic about the Korean because not many people speak with a southern accent in Korea, you know. It's kind of like speaking with a Georgia accent here in America, you know. So, but then there are some people who are native speakers from the north and from Seoul, and they're a little bit like, well, I don't know, can't quite understand the hick, you know. But and I've got an American accent in there as well, so, you know, I've got to work... to counteract 2 different accents.
Now, you've worked with 3 of television's most creative writers, Joe Straczynski, Joss Whedon, and now J.J. and the Love. Have you noticed any similarities in their styles? Or?
They're all visionary, you know. They really have a strong sense of what they want to do, and not just for characters, but for the whole of a show, and that takes a particular kind of talent.
How radically different is your life now than it was like a year ago when the show was first coming out?
Well, a year ago I didn't have like cameras and microphones stuck in my face like this, so that's a big change. You know, I think just getting recognized a lot more than I have is a big change, and you know, getting the opportunity to work on different projects and getting offers for things that I probably wouldn't have gotten offers for previously, that's been a change as well.
Now, the flashback scenes seem very much like almost an entirely different show.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of hard in how you prep for something to split? Is it like being on 2 different shows?
You know, I've never been asked that question before, and it is a little bit like being on 2 different shows because, you know, you have a lot of what's going on the island today, and then you do the homework of who your character used to be,
right.
And it's nice to kind of have the dichotomy between the 2 and put them together.
You have a co-star who's actually...
do you have any other projects lined up?
I have The Cave coming out on the 26th, so I'm really excited about that. I haven't actually seen it yet, so I want to check it out. A small little fun thing. I just started voicing a new character on the Justice League animated show.
Which one?
I can't remember the character's name.
No.
I did it back in July, but he's supposed
to be.
No, he's not. So, you know, that's something I'm proud of. I love it when I can play a role that's not written specifically Asian. And thankfully, like the roles on Angel and ER and 24 have been non-specific when they were cast.
Your co-star is from Korea. She's actually from Korea. How aware of her were you before you did the show, if at all?
I was aware of her because she spent some time in New York, and we'd actually met a couple of times before the show. Yeah.
What was the occasion?
Just a bunch of actors getting together.
Yeah? Just mutual friends?
Yeah, exactly.
We just heard in the new season that there's going to be some new survivors that are going to come.
Yes.
Could you tell us how many and a little bit about it?
I don't know very much, to be honest with you. I know that Michelle Rodriguez joined the cast,
yes.
And a gentleman by the name of Adewale has also joined the cast. And those are the 2 that I know of. And as far as I know, they're going to be integrated as much as we all are. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you say hi
last
to
one fan? In Korean.
Oh, sure. Do you have a tape recorder?
Oh, no, but I can write it down.
I'm sorry. 안녕하세요, 한국. What should I say? I don't know. I can say something like 재밌게 보세요. I don't know. It sounds very colloquial.
No. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. How do I say thank you for your support? I could say...
감사합니다.
No. something, but I want to make it a sentence.
okay.
No, we'll leave it at that. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
How old were you when you did the Clairol hair care?
You guys, this is definitely the internet. I can tell.
I was like, what the hell?
I was just starting out in New York, and I was doing a little bit of modeling, but it wasn't a focus of mine, and someone just asked me to do that, and I did. The irony is, I shouldn't say, this is off the record. It was a good experience.
And it's only in Canada, right?
I don't know where it is, to be honest with you. I have never really looked for it, and I actually have never seen it on a shelf, so... Are you from Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'm huge in Canada, I guess. Thanks, guys.
Hi. I have a quick question about the cave. Next week. Was this a project that you had lined up before Lost?
Actually, it was. I had signed on to do The Cave right as Lost was casting. And
okay.
So there was a question as to whether I was going to be able to do both projects.
Uh-huh.
So what ended up happening was I shot the pilot for Lost, and as soon as I was finished with my scenes, I took off to Romania to start shooting The Cave.
Romania? Okay.
And then as soon as I was finished shooting The Cave in Romania, I came back here to start the first season of Lost.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty busy.
Yeah, well, good for you.
So the DVD shows that pretty much everyone auditioned for more than one character. Did you audition for several?
No, I don't think. I think they were pretty specific about what they wanted for my character. So I auditioned for Jin, and thankfully that was the one I got.
Yeah.
Do you think people will like most about
it? I think the experience of sitting down when you're ready to watch, and you know, with some popcorn in front of you or whatever, and sitting around with your friends, and being able to stop and start and watch as much as you want or as little as you want is pretty unique to DVD. And you know, I think DVD kind of rewards people who watch actively. You know, because if you get a chance to watch in a way that you can see the little clues that the writers are dropping in every episode, you'll get more out of the series.
There's some great girl power on the show. Do the girls have their own little clubs since there's so many fewer of them than the guys?
You're asking a guy about that. No, they are pretty tight, and you know, you'll probably see them getting tighter this season.
Is there is it difficult to adjust to living in Hawaii, especially on a show where anything can happen and then maybe your character might die at any time?
You know, we just realized that, you know, the first season there was a little bit of like trepidation about that because we were unaware that was going to be the case. But this season we know the lay of the land a little bit more. We know that's part of the landscape, and so it's just, we just accept it and move on.
What was your contribution to the DVD?
Well, I acted in some of the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And I also, I think part of my audition is on there, and I'm sure that there's some footage of me in the gag reels.
What sort of relationship do you have with Yunjin, who plays your wife?
Yunjin and I, we get along really well. You know, I'm really lucky to be working with her. She's incredibly generous, and she's a lot of fun as a person.
Do you have any method to use to get up to those heated moments?
You know, pretty much like anything, anytime you're working with a good actor, all you got to do is listen and react, and that's what I do with it. All right. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.